This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and winter's here. And while we've had some very mild weather in December, certainly winter is coming quickly here, and certainly adjustments for dairy animals on dairy farms with the cold weather. Three groups of animals that farmers should be aware of and consumers will find interesting. One is the young calf or baby calf, older heifers on the farm, and then lactating and dry cows. Let's talk, Bill, about each of those very quickly here. On calves, what's interesting is something we call thermal neutral temperature, and that means the animal does not have to spend energy or nutrients to stay warm. And for a baby calf, that's 60 degrees to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. So cold stress is a huge factor as well. The young calf is very vulnerable because she has very limited energy reserves compared to older animals that will have some body fat they can mobilize to use as an energy source. Therefore, it becomes very critical that we get a gallon of colostrum milk into these calves as a source of nutrients and disease protection as well. Next, we want to be sure the calf is dry and avoiding cold winds. Some of the farmers have what they call a heating box, and they put the newborn calf in this box with a heat lamp and allow it to spend about 12 hours in there to warm up, dry off, and adjust to the environment after coming out of the dam itself. Another tool that we looked at are calf blankets. Much like you and I, Bill, we put our coats on when it's cold. You can put a calf blanket on these calves as well. But you must monitor these because if we get some warm weather for a couple of days, then these animals can sweat underneath these blankets, and you've got to take them off and let them air out as far as that goes. Energetically, how can we help this young calf out? Well, one of the common approach is a third feeding. So if you feed at 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the day, you may have a noon feeding to these calves to give them extra dry matter and fluids as well for this young calf. Commercially on the market, there is a fat supplement. You can add a quarter of a pound of actual fat soluble in water that can be added to milk or milk replacers as well. If you're feeding a milk replacer, you can look at a milk replacer that either is higher in fat, and we call those winter milk replacers. They can approach size 30% fat, which would be very similar to the normal milk cows produce. And if you're using milk replacer, you may look at the dry matter concentrations, bringing it up to 14 or 15%. But don't overfeed, because that can cause nutritional scours as well. Switching to the older heifers, their critical temperature is about 14 degrees Fahrenheit when they need to have more energy to stay warm. Interesting, Bill, that for each 1 degree below 18 degrees Fahrenheit, energy requirements go up 1% if the animal is dry and has a long hair coat. If that is a wet hair coat, then that number doubles, a 2% increase in energy loss. Wind becomes another factor because many of these animals are outside in pole barns or actually in corrals. And so if you look at a 10 degree Fahrenheit and a calm day, it is 10 degrees on that calf or that older heifer. However, if we go to 10-mile-an-hour wind, that 10-degree Fahrenheit now goes to minus 4. If it's minus 10, which is pretty common here in the Midwest, at 10-mile-an-hour winds, which is pretty common, minus 28 degrees Fahrenheit. And, of course, if it goes over 20 miles an hour, then it's a minus 35. So what about this heifer? What can we do? A good hair coat, keep them dry as far as that goes, a bit more ad libitum feed, because these heifers will tend to eat more feed if it's offered to them, and you can add 2 or 3 pounds of corn or barley to the diet to compensate for this extra energy as well. And then check your water sources that are not frozen. In fact, lactating cows like water temperatures over 40 degrees Fahrenheit. For the lactating cow, adequate bunk space here so he can eat more dry matter. Provide more feed if the cows will eat more feed at this point, and add that 2 to 3 pounds of grain could be another as well. If the feed is frozen, that lowers feed intake and takes heat away from the animals. And the last one is frozen teats, Bill. And certainly blood flow has to go to the teat, the extremity here. So drying the teat after milking could be one approach. There are some commercial dry teat dips can be used, like a powder as far as that goes. Avoid wind chill if it can be protected when the animals walk back from the milking parlor to the barns. And the edema is another big factor as well. That reduces blood circulation. So our take-home message, Bill, cold weather is here. It takes more energy. We need to get more energy into these different classes of animals here. And calves are at the greatest risk. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.